You are going to listen to someone calling a train customer care line. For questions 1 to 4, listen and answer the questions.
Good morning, UK Trains. How can I help you?
I'm not sure if this is the right number to call.
Well, this number is for general inquiries about ticket prices and timetables, specific complaints about the service, updates to our service, scheduled maintenance works and lost property.
Well, I haven't lost anything, I know that. I do have an inquiry about the recent changes to the London to Edinburgh timetable, but my main reason for calling is to complain about the late running of my train last Monday. I really feel that I should get a refund for my ticket, or at least some form of discount, especially given the high cost of ticket prices these days.
Right. Well, can you tell me what the problem was with the journey?
Well, the delay was far longer than I consider acceptable. I got to the station just before 8:15. That should have been when my train got into the station. But it was over half an hour late. It didn't leave until 8:50. At one point, I thought I'd have to wait for the 9:15 train.
I see what you mean. That isn't very good. I'd like to apologise on behalf of UK Trains.
And on top of that, more and more passengers arrived on the platform and all tried to board that same train. As a result, it was so overcrowded and not everyone had a seat. On a commuter service, this really isn't good. Arriving over an hour late was one thing, but being so uncomfortable on the journey was really unacceptable, especially with the high price of the tickets nowadays.
Yes, I can understand your point.
In my opinion, there needs to be more organisation from the station staff to prevent this kind of problem. There weren't enough staff at the station to stop the people pushing to get on the train. It isn't very safe having that many people in the carriages, and this could be avoided if there were more staff.
I agree. So, because the train was over 30 minutes late, I think you're eligible for a refund for this. Just let me get the correct form.
Now read questions 5 to 10.
Okay, so can you give me your full name?
It's Sylvia Cannings.
Can you spell your surname for me, please?
CANNINGS.
Thank you. And your mobile number so we can contact you about the refund process if there are any problems.
It's 07865 322 475.
So, just to be clear, that's 07865 322 474.
No, the last number is 5, not 4.
Ah, thank you. And have you got an email address?
Yes, it's sylvia2000@fastmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what service you travelled on?
It was the 8:15 from London to Manchester. I travelled standard class in the quiet coach.
And when was your journey?
It was last Monday, which was the 12th of March. Oh, sorry, the 13th. Yes, the 13th.
Great. Now, I need to record the exact problem. So can you confirm that the train was over 30 minutes late?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, we can refund the full amount to you via the credit card you used to purchase the ticket, or by bank transfer. Which would you prefer?
Bank transfer, please. And can you call me rather than emailing if you need to contact me for any reason?
Of course, I'll make a note of that. Uh-huh. Now, how much did you pay for your ticket?
I paid £87.95.
OK, I'll get that refund processed for you immediately.
Thank you for your help.